And this is BBC Radio 4. Good morning. It's 5:20 on Thursday, the 20th of June. And it's Alan Smith here at Broadcasting House in London, along with our studio manager, Chris Ablakwa. Chris Fawkes will bring us the shipping bulletin in a minute. That'll be followed by a news briefing at 5:30. Then after prayer for the day, we'll visit a cucumber grower as part of Farming Today's Focus on Salad. That's at 5:45. But first, later on today, we'll be out in the fresh air with Claire Balding.
Ramblings is on the road again, or I should say off the road again. Hello, gorgeous golden retriever. All right. Hi there. Wild walks through the countryside in great company.
I mean, this place is kind of the geography of my imagination.
We were never allowed to be bored. It was always like, right, we're going for a walk.
A new series of Ramblings with me, Claire Balding.
With the tide being out, it's just a wonderful place to walk.
On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds. Starts this afternoon at 3.
Now let's cross to the BBC Weather Centre and Chris.
Thanks, Alan. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 20th of June 2024. The general synopsis at midnight. Low 200 miles north of the Faroes, 991, moving northeast and losing its identity by midnight tonight. High Humber, 1024, declining by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, west 5 or 6, backing southwest 3 or 4, then southeast 4 to 6 later. Rain at times, moderate or good. North Utsira, south Utsira. Westerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in North Utsira, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain then fair, moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. West 3 to 5, becoming variable 3, then south 3 to 5. Occasional rain then fair, good. Tyne, Dogger. South or southwest 2 to 4. Fair, good. Fisher, west or southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. German Bight, west becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Humber, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly in west. Fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Biscay, cyclonic 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good occasionally poor. Southeast Fitzroy, northerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4 later. Showers at first, good. Northwest Fitzroy, Seoul. Northerly, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, rain later, good occasionally moderate later. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Shannon, west or southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6. Occasional rain, good occasionally poor later. Rockall, Malin. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south 5 or 6. Rain or drizzle. Good occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Southwest backing south or southeast 4 to 6. Occasional rain. Good occasionally poor. Fair Isle. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, backing southeasterly later. Occasional rain. Moderate or good. Faroes, west backing southwest 4 to 6, backing southeast later. Rain or showers, good occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, rain or showers, good occasionally poor. And the weather reports from the coastal stations 40400. Tyree Automatic, southwest 1, 9 miles. 1019, now rising. Stornoway, southwest 3, 9 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Lerwick, west by south 6, 8 miles, 1,012, rising slowly. Lucas, west-southwest 3, 9 miles, 1,019, steady. Bridlington, southwest 1, 1,021, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 4, 11 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Jersey, northeast by east 4, 9 miles, 1,018, now rising. Scilly Automatic, north by east 3, 5 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Valentia, east-northeast 1, 12 miles, 1,023, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest 2, 1,021, falling slowly. Malin Head, southwest 3, mist, 1 mile, 1,020, falling slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A ridge of high pressure will dominate conditions across central and southern areas, bringing lighter winds and a good deal of fair weather. Low pressure in the Atlantic will bring stronger winds and patchy rain to the north and northwest of Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly 4 or 5 at first in north, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Mainly fair, occasional rain later, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest becoming variable 2 to 4, then south 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest 2 to 4, backing southeast for a time, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4. Fair. Good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair. Good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair. Good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 or 3. Fair. Good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair. Good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest later. Fair. Good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable becoming south or southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair. Good. Isle of Man. Variable 3 or less, becoming south 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5 later. Fair. Good. Loch Foyle to Collingford Loch. Variable becoming south or southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in North Channel. Mainly fair, occasional rain in far north, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Variable becoming southerly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in North Channel. Rain at times, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in northwest. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in north, then backing southerly 5 or 6. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Shetland Isles. West 5 or 6, backing southwest 3 to 5, backing southeast later. Rain at times, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes' time. But for now, it's back to Alan.
Thank you, Chris. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 20th of June. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. A second Conservative candidate is being investigated by the Gambling Commission over allegations they placed a bet on the timing of the general election. In business, the Bank of England will announce its latest decision on interest rates this lunchtime. And in sport, Scotland's hopes of reaching the knockout stages of Euro 2024 are still alive as England prepare for their next match against Denmark. A second Conservative candidate is being investigated by the Gambling Commission over an alleged bet relating to the timing of the general election. Laura Saunders is standing in Bristol North West and has worked for the party since 2015. Last week, another Conservative candidate apologised for an error of judgement, and yesterday it emerged a police officer from the Prime Minister's protection team had been arrested and bailed in connection with similar allegations. Our political editor, Chris Mason, was tipped off about the latest allegation concerning Laura Saunders.
We don't know when the bet was placed or for how much. A Conservative Party spokesman told the BBC, "We have been contacted by the Gambling Commission about a small number of individuals. As the Gambling Commission is an independent body, it wouldn't be proper to comment further until any process is concluded."
Labour described the development as staggering. A full list of candidates in Bristol North West is available on the BBC website. Housing will be the focus of election campaigning by the Conservatives and Labour today. The Tories say they'd make permanent the abolition of stamp duty for first-time buyers in England and Northern Ireland on properties up to £425,000. Labour say they'd improve conditions for renters by improving energy efficiency and ensuring properties are better insulated. The Liberal Democrats are promising to invest £300 million in the next Parliament to fill 1.2 million potholes a year. The party says money in the existing roads budget will be redirected to local councils. Vladimir Putin is due to meet Communist Party leaders in Vietnam later. The Russian president arrived in Hanoi on a flight from Pyongyang, where he signed a defence agreement with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Louisiana has become the first US state to require the Bible's Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom. Civil rights groups are expected to challenge the order, arguing it goes against the US Constitution. The measure was signed into law by Louisiana's Republican Governor Jeff Landry.
This bill mandates the display of the Ten Commandments in every classroom in public, elementary, secondary, and post-education schools in the state of Louisiana. Because if you want to respect the rule of law, you got to start.